Accession number 30,003, Mr. Albert Grace Hurdle, Reel 1. Can you tell me when and where you were born, Mr. Grace Hurdle?
I was born in a little village called Ahead, which was right where Manchester Airport is now.
Ahead?
H-E-A-D, two separate words.
Now, can you tell us, what was the date?
When I was born. It was 1912-20.
19th of December.
19th. That's good. You got it in one, yes. Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about your family background? You know, what your parents did for a living?
Well, we were, our parents were on the land. In other words, my father, he was working at Tudor Royal Hospital on the farm there. They had their own farm and everything was self-done for the hospital. And he was there for about 30 years.
And what about your mother? Did she work?
No, she was working on the farm. Sixpence a dozen she was getting for scoring onions. Marvellous.
What does that mean, scoring?
Well, you're 20 a score. So,
oh, right, sorry.
If you get, I'm not saying yes, you know, that's what he told. And when we came home at a school, a little village school on the Ringway Road, where the aircraft zoom over the top, and they've been coming in very, very low there, because the runway is only about 100 yards further up the road there.
What, then?
Yeah, well, it is now.
Now, we just had a chat, the airport wasn't there, you're thinking about modern times now.
Yes, go on.
Tell us a bit about so what sort of house were you living in? Was it on the farm? What was life
it,
like?
It was farm labouring. My father was a farm labourer. And that's why he went up a step and went working at Tudor Royal in 1920. I've got that one right. Aye. And
was it a comfortable childhood? I mean, you know, how many in the family?
Oh, this is another sore point. We had five children. Mum and Dad had five children, of course. And it wasn't very good because two of them died when they were, one was 14 and one was 12. And they were twins. 1918 going on.
What did they die from? The influenza? You wouldn't be alive.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't, at 1920, no.
Tell me about your education then.
Oh, there's a little village school and it was opened in 1820. It's very old, anyway.
What was the education like you got there?
We had three teachers, starting at seven. Not seven. I'm thinking of, that's the middle class, where the infants was 5 year olds, and there was next one went up to another lady, and she was 19, she should be 20.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Suppose about your education.
No, yeah. Well, I don't want to boast. But I'm telling you the gospel truth, as I know it. We took Manchester Corporation took over in 1934, if I remember rightly.
So when you were 14.
And I was 14, and up to then we'd been Cheshire County Council. Up to the boundary there of the air, yeah, and. What did 1920?
Don't worry too much about the dates.
No,
what, you weren't going to boast about it. What was it?
No. Oh, school. Do you want me to tell you about school? Yeah. There was a Ringway Road there. Well, I was 14 when I left school, and there were three of us besides myself, rather. I had two girls and one boy beside myself, and we all got scholarships to the grammar schools in Manchester. And I, being a poor little, little fella there, my father decided in his wisdom that he couldn't afford to send me to Manchester. So three of the children went to Manchester Grammar School. Not Manchester Grammar School, the Whitworth Street, that school. And I had to paddle along and help the teachers doing the registers and doing anything and everything. I was the only one, odd man out.
Anyway. Well, what subjects did you like at school? What were you good at? What were you better at?
Oh, I was good at most things because I got grammar school education. I could have had. The other three all went to the same school as I should have gone to.
So which subject did you like best? What were you good at?
I was good at arithmetic. And I got into algebra and I got into things that not normal elementary school didn't give to their pupils. I used to do all the registers and things like that. But only three teachers, mind you, 120 pupils.
Now, what about outside school? Did you have any big hobbies that you like, or Boy Scouts, Boys Brigade, anything like that?
No. Only I was going along to the local farm and taking the milk out in the morning and getting paid sixpence a week.
What do you mean? A milk round?
Yes, a milk round.
So what was a milk round like then? Tell us
about that. Oh, it was the one I was at was the son of the milk person in the farm. He went to the school at Burnage. They just opened it on Burnage there, on Kingsway. They just opened. I was doing the registers and doing this.
So you were telling me about the milk round?
The milk round. Well, I used to go in the morning and again at night. And it was sixpence in those days, sixpence for a week's milk supply.
And what did you actually do on the milk round?
Just take the bottles round. They had bottles in there. First of all, they started off with the big churn and a horse pulling it. And then they proceeded later then to go. Well, Ringway Road is now, and those houses were being built. 1932, another day I can remember. Yeah.
Now, what did you do when you left school? You left school when you were 14.
I did.
What did you go and do? What was your job?
Well, jobs were very hard to get, and we got 10 shillings a week. A week.
As what?
As taking the milk from.
So that was not just your part time job, that was your full time
job? No, that was a part time job. I had to do it in the morning. And go to school at 9 o'clock, and then at night we had to do the same thing again.
Are you telling me about your work, though?
Yes, telling you about the work. Yes.
When you left school?
Oh, when we left school, right? I've a local baker. In those days, it was very hard to get a job, and he said, "Well, I'll give you 10 bob a week." 10 shillings a week, and we'll see how we go. Anyway, that was when I was 14. I got up to 18, and the war came along.
So you were there all the time. Now, what were you doing at the baker's? Were you a baker's boy?
I was helping out, and in what they had there at the back then was a wash house, and we converted the wash house into a bakery, and a little... All hand done. All the bread was all hand kneaded.
And were you an apprentice or were you just an assistant?
No, assistant. And because after we got the bread baked in the morning, I had to take it out in the afternoon and to the houses around the village there.
Were you driving? Did you have a van or were you on a bicycle?
Bicycle, yeah, bicycle.
Did you enjoy the work?
Well, it was all right because he had a nice dog and I used to take the dog. Over on this railway, you come on to Heal Green there, perhaps. you know, it's exactly a wooden bridge there.
So you're still working there when the war came?
Yes.
Now,
yeah.
What happened when the war broke out? I mean, you hadn't joined anything, had you? You weren't a member of anything?
No. Now,
what about the outbreak of war? Do you remember the day war broke out?
Oh, aye. September the 3rd.
What happened? Did you hear the broadcast? What do you remember about it?
I'm listening to Mr. Churchill on the...
Chamberlain.
Pardon?
Chamberlain.
How do you mean?
Churchill wasn't Prime Minister. Churchill wasn't Prime Minister in 1940. You mean Neville Chamberlain?
Neville Chamberlain. Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah.
What do you remember about... How did you react to the war coming and the broadcast?
Well, I thought it was a big adventure, actually, I suppose. But I didn't... I was at Cranwell at one time, very early on, about 1940.
And we're talking about the outbreak of war. What do you remember about the outbreak? How did you feel? How did you think it would affect you?
Well, it was, as I say, it was just an adventure. Didn't affect me. I got the milk and stuff from the farm and just the traditional until it was 19, full year after the war started.
Did anything happen in that year? I mean, you were just working at the bakery.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Anything happen? What about air raid precautions? Were you involved at all? Did you have an air raid shelter?
Oh, yeah, they put one of those, Anderson.
What was that like?
Anderson shelter.
What was it like? Explain to them what it was.
Well, it was just sheets of metal that had been bolted together, and a big hole dug in the garden, and that's where they put the shelter.
And did you put it in, or did the council workman put it in?
Oh, that's a good question.
What was it like in an Anderson shelter?
Wasn't it Anderson? Was it Anderson shelter? There were two sorts, I seem to remember. But it was nothing. It was all right because we were 10 miles out of Manchester. It was at Musnoot then, at that time, and the Tatnam pub just across the way. Because this baker fella...
You moved from Hayhead to where?
To Musnoot.
Musnoot?
Yes, Musnoot. MOSSNOOK. Musnoot. Yeah, that's right. There's a big moss at the back, as its name implied. That's near where the school was.
What about the blackout? Do you remember that?
The blackout. Blackout, oh yeah.
How was that done?
It was all dizzy. Just sheets of black material fastened up to the windows.
What was it like out in the streets when it was black?
Well, there was very little in the streets, and when there were sirens went and not, they all disappeared down the little cubby holes.
Did you have many air raids before you were called up or volunteered?
No, not those many at all. Manchester had one quite a lot in 19. The Christmas, and that's when my wife's three years younger than me, so she must have been 20.
Do you remember any of the German air raids?
Oh yeah. As a matter of fact,
before you joined up, I mean.
Yes, before I joined up. Yes, it wasn't very pleasant. Came in over Manchester Airport. It belonged to the Manchester Council then, in 1939. And Marjorie was volunteered for the going up and down the town with the.
What happened to you during the
Oh, me. That's a very good question because I don't.
Do you remember any German air raids before you joined up?
Yes. We had several air raids. The particularly one I remember that went to over the airport, and my uncle had a farm on there where the airport is, at the end of Outwood Lane, it was in those days. It was just a brook down the side of the road. And he was farming up to that big house on where the airport is now, Manchester Airport. And it was just a country lane in those days. And they dropped some incendiary bombs on the airport, and they didn't quite reach the target and landed on houses on Withenshaw. Several houses on Withenshaw.
Now, were you in the Home Guard or anything, or LDB, before you joined up, or the fire watching?
No, I was been on the fire watching. That was all. But
tell me about fire watching. Where would you do it then?
Well, I did different places.
Who organised it? The ARP or?
ARP, yeah. And then it was the ARP, the army, Dad's army people. I'm doing that one.
Tell us what you did for the fire watching. What was a typical fire watching man?
Well, I was just trying to bring them to mind where it could be, because they didn't have any. They used the local school, that's right. Yeah. You use that for to do the drill and whatnot.
Is it the ARP or the Home Guard?
ARP. Yeah, the Home Guard was a bit later, if I remember rightly.
So, what did you do with the ARP?
Well, we didn't do so darn much, actually. We just reported. And that was because I was only going at the local school. That's where I had to go for the ARP.
And what would you do when you got there? So you reported in, then what would happen?
Reported in and, we didn't do anything special. I don't know. Any specific things? Not really. No. Now we've run out on a dead end, more or less. I don't remember a lot about the. I joined the Air Force in January, and I was on deferred.
January when?
40. Yeah, January 40.
Now, how did you come to join?
And then I went to Dover Street.
How did you come to join the RAF? Were you called up or were you volunteered?
Oh, I volunteered. Oh, there's no such thing as called up. Not where we were, anyway. Not if you wanted to join the Air Force. So I went and volunteered at Dover Street in Manchester.
Now, what happened when you went in to volunteer? Why did they take you? Because they didn't take many people for the RAF.
No, it took quite a long way. Because my best pal went in the area, and he also passed his exam on the same. He's in the next little block of three houses, right where the airport is. And he joined with me, and he went to Manchester.
Did you have to take any tests, medical or tests, to get in the area?
Oh, I had to go medical. I was very keen, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This Harry Lamb, he was the same age as me. He's like 3 months younger, in 1940. And he got killed, flying bullfighters. And I was a gunner. I wasn't good enough for it, because I hadn't done it in grammar school. I'd done it in my head, and at school I'd done it, but I hadn't gone to a grammar school. So I couldn't be in the.
So what happened when you volunteered? You did a medical. Were there any tests?
Oh, it's a medical test. Oh, yes. Very strange one on Dover.
And that was January 1940.
Yeah.
So you'd be just, you'd be 18 in a bit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, it was later on in 40, when they took about, about 3/4 of, it'd be about 30, maybe about 1930. 1940, in the autumn, I remember.
What, when you actually called
when
up?
When I got called
so
up, yeah.
Volunteered.
Went to Padgate. Padgate, that was
right.
It.
Now, what happened when you went to Padgate?
Oh, the other thing I was telling you about, this little one, was called up from Northenden Station. Have you ever heard of Northenden Station? Well, that's, I had to get there at a certain time to get the train out of Stockport to go into Padgate at near Warrington. So I got this letter to go to Padgate, and I got the train at 8 something it was. I remember some of these dates quite clearly. And
the date was when?
It was when I first volunteered, it was in November of 40.
That's when you were called up, brother.
Yeah, called up, yeah. And that was, wasn't Astro Diana Majesty's Service. Mm. And that was in Northenden Station, and it was a very, very foggy day. So that another little thing. It was terribly foggy. And the train pulled in, and I got on the train, as I thought, and the guard says, "You don't want this bloody station, lad. Want the next one. This is Northenden." And this was, it had come from Stockport, you see, and the train had. Tibbydale at Stockport. So I turned, so I jumped into this again. Is this cab here? The guard was down at the back, right at the very end. And I went through on that. That was in November. That one, that just sticks in my memory too. So that was when I there was about six months it must have been following July when I actually got called into the RAF and attested.
Well, we're not going to worry too much about dates. So what happened when you got to Padgate?
Well, I remember it was a very cold, foggy time there. And they took her up, met us at the station at, and went up on a train to Warrington, that's right. Yeah. And it was just three days, that was. They were just getting...
What were they doing at Padgate?
Getting, it was attested. I remember that word, attested. I don't know what it meant, but really, that was, and then I got my papers called up in the January, July, I think it was when I was called up. There's two Julys I've got in my mind.
But Padgate's where you go when you're called up.
No, when I got called up, when I was, when I had to,
So what happened after Padgate then?
They sent home on indefinite leave again, because I was in I hadn't put that down. Reserved occupation was bread baking, you see. And during the war, it was very scarce commodity. They were rationed with BUs. Perhaps you heard of that term. And I was distributing the bread, what there was. I remember that one quite well.
You were in a reserve. So how long did the indefinite leave last for?
Only about 8 months, I think. Yeah, I was called up and then back towards the autumn of 41, yeah.
What happened then?
Oh, they sent me off to, after the... I was trying to think, this was one of the dates. Well, you'll have the dates of some of those in the...
what do you remember next? Where do you go next? Where did you do your training?
Oh, mostly at Bridlington. We sat went down to... London, not London. one of the little places down in Sussex. And we were there 3 months, that was all.
And were you always trained as an air gunner? Was that what you'd been signed up as?
Yes, yes.
And, but you don't remember where you did your training? Now,
well, here did it at Bridlington, most of it, yeah. Bridlington. Actually, before that one, it was at Hastings, and the Germans were dropping, machine gunning the lads on parade. Down in London, not London, further down, right down on where we were. It was
Hastings, you said.
Hastings.
So tell me about your training.
Yeah, Hastings. And it was about 40 miles across the way. So that's why they drew us out. We drew it all the way. Went to this hotel, and it was a 10-story hotel. I remember that very well. Because we had to go on parade, and we had no 10 stories. And if you lost, like I did once, going on parade with no gloves, you got to rollick for it, and sent back all the way up 10 stories to get your big hat, cap. That's what annoyed me, that. Anyway, after that, they decided that the Jerrys were machine gunning the promenade.
So what training were you doing at Hastings?
We were just, they only did 3 weeks, I think it was.
What were you doing?
Oh, left, right, pick them up, the Lord will put them down, you know.
Drill
and more drill.
What do you think of drill?
Oh, didn't think much to it at all. I think it's a waste of time, really. Then they took us to Bridlington. I was there for 4 months.
And what training were you doing at Bridlington?
A bit of everything. Left, right, pick them up, the Lord will put them down. Something like that nature, you know.
Training as an air gunner yet, then?
No. And I started on that in... I went to a place just off Carnarvon, the other side of Carnarvon, between Carnarvon and Pazelli. But Dennis Dinnell, I remember that name. It's all funny. Welsh Mainsy. They posted us from Bridlington in a special train. You see how good we were. All the way to Carnarvon. And that's where we did our first flying.
So you didn't have it. Didn't you get any training on things like the Browning and Lewis on the ground before you started flying?
We did do, of course we did. I must have done, yes.
Yeah,
yeah, well, I remember the training because I also remember that there was a farmhouse and right in the plunked in the middle of this Llandurog was the name of the airfield. Llandurog. Have you heard of that one?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, it's about 4 miles outside of Carnarvon. And that was all air gunners there.
Now, what sort of training were you doing there, then? What aircraft were you up in?
Hansen. Flying Hansen's quite wet.
What do you remember of that?
Well, it was an adventure. And we just went, when we were called, after we'd done plenty of square bashing, we called it, being on parade and that. And we went out to go and fly down to, right down to the bottom end of that peninsula, the Lynn Peninsula, I think it'd be called it. Lynn.
And what were you doing?
Well, there were only, hours, I think it was 8. No, 6 or 8, I'm not sure. Number in the aircraft, otherwise it wouldn't take off.
What would you do when you were up there?
Well, we'd had all the lessons on machine guns and whatnot long enough before, and that was always a little tiny, well, we thought they were small. They weren't on the Brownings then, the big ones. There was just on single firing one, whereas the Brownings have got 4 Brownings.